2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
20 years after Ken Saro-Wiwa and other Ogoni activists were executed after exposing massive oil pollution in the Niger Delta, the Nigerian government has launched a billion-dollar, 25-year cleanup effort in Ogoni land. The cleanup comes in response to a United Nations Development Program report in 2011, which documented the extent of the oil pollution and human impact resulting from Royal Dutch Shell's oil drilling operations. The oil giant was forced out of the Niger Delta in 1993 after a campaign led by Saro-Wiwa and the Movement for the Survival of the Ogoni People. The cleanup agreement calls for spending $200 million annually for 5 years to clean up over 1,000 square miles of polluted land. The Niger Delta is rife with armed militia groups who regularly attack oil facilities, which has cut production in the region to a 20-year low. Lita Mitti of the Movement for the Survival of the Ogoni People has demanded tougher standards for the cleanup to deal with decades of neglect, marginalization, and economic exploitation. Defense lawyers for accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed are charging that Judge Colonel James Pohl, who is overseeing the military tribunal at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, worked secretly with U.S. prosecutors to allow the destruction of critical evidence in the case where the defendant faces the death penalty. According to the Guardian newspaper, in late December 2013, Pohl ordered U.S. prosecutors to preserve evidence in any overseas detention facilities, the so-called black site prisons, which were used by the CIA to torture high-level terrorist suspects. But defense attorneys maintain that 6 months after Pohl's order, at the defense team's behest, the judge secretly authorized the government to destroy the evidence in question. A description of the evidence destroyed remains classified. Mohammed's attorneys argue that the secret maneuvering left them unable to challenge the destruction of evidence. They contend that the case ought to be scrapped entirely. Their brief quotes a famous 1932 Supreme Court case, Powell v. Alabama, to argue that failing to provide the defense access to evidence would be little short of judicial murder. Karen Greenberg, the director of Fordham University Law School's Center on National Security, said, "This may well be the straw that breaks the camel's back in underscoring the unviability of the military commissions." According to the Los Angeles Times, 2,000 homeless people in Greater Los Angeles have been unable to secure housing despite having a city-issued housing voucher. With over 35,000 homeless people in the region, government officials are relying on providing rent subsidies to private landlords to ease the housing crunch, as nearly $2 billion in new housing construction is being planned. LA's homeless are now competing with other low-income renters and skyrocketing rents that now exceed federal voucher caps for renting apartments. To assist those without housing, city and county officials have set aside $8 million to cover security deposits, basic utilities, and the first and last month's rent. Yet, as landlords gentrify neighborhoods like Long Beach, they're withdrawing from voucher programs and forcing the eviction of tenants. In Santa Monica, the federal voucher cap was lifted, but vouchers will reach fewer people since the overall budget has not increased. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Anna Manzo.